The Senate Environment and Public Works Committee held a hearing on the Waters of the U.S. rule to look closer at the rule and the actions taken since the Supreme Court decision in the Sackett versus the Environmental Protection Agency case. A member of the committee, Senator Kevin Cramer of North Dakota, says the Supreme Court has a history of leaving the definition of the waters of the United States vague.
And it's because the court's reluctant to define for the agencies and for the legislative branch that there's been this regulatory ping pong that would go back and forth. Well, this latest case, the Sackett case, the court did put further definition into what's a water of the United States.
He explains that when the Clean Water Act originated, waters of the United States was based on the term navigable, meaning, for example, a river where one could move a product from state to state, or permanent waters that may cross federal land. However, he says, the definition has shifted to include waters that flow into navigable waters, such as a stream. Still, he says, seasonal waters, such as those created by rain, were not included.
And that's where the definition got cloudy. Well, Alito made it really clear, it seemed to most people. But there's just enough lack of clarity, I guess, in the minds of the agencies that they thought they could sort of stick with this occasional stream, seasonal rivers, contain some continuous flow during certain times could continue to be considered navigable or waters of the United States. And so in the new rule, in my view, they violated already the Alito decision and the Alito interpretation of what's a waters of the United States.
Senator Cramer expects more litigation to come. I'm Sabrina Halverson.